22 on a Thursday morning. We're doing well as we are wrapping up the month of April. Can you believe it? April 27th and then moving into the weekend. And then we have May on Monday, May 1st. There you go. Talking about the media, one of my favorite topics to discuss, well, most of the time, and considering how bad things are getting, right? Don't even get me started. Well, that's why I do a show, and that's why we also have Fact Check Friday, which I'll talk more about this particular report tomorrow. So we could see the response that people had from the firing of Tucker Carlson on Monday. He was the highest rated cable news host and, of course, the number one host at Fox in terms of the ratings as well. It was really interesting. Vanessa and I talked about this briefly on how the media approached the firing of Tucker Carlson regarding the firing of Don Lemon from CNN. I just wanted to mention that because it ties into what we're going to be discussing in this new report from the Knight Foundation and Gallup. So with the firing of Tucker Carlson, the secular media, so-called mainstream, which I don't like to call them mainstream because they do not represent the mainstream, but most of the secular outlets were identifying him as an extremist, right-winger. I mean, they just said all kinds of nasty things in just their basic news stories, identifying him, definitely putting him in a box. Bad person, needed to be fired anyway. And yet when it came to Don Lemon, while they did mention the fact that there were a lot of scandals associated with him, especially the way he treated women, his comments about Nikki Haley, they never made any mention of where he stood politically. And why is that? Because his views, his woke views in support of all kinds of things that go against what we believe as Christians and conservatives, well, they're considered normal by the secular press. So they weren't going to label him anything but, okay, so maybe he was sexist because of the way he treated women, and maybe he had a hot temper. But in terms of his political views, he was normal. He just had some emotional issues and some relationship issues in terms of not being able to deal with women on set, and he needed to go because he was causing more problems behind the scenes. But nothing about where he stood politically. Why didn't they describe him as an extreme leftist? Because those opinions that he holds are considered normal. I just wanted to point that out. And you'll notice that if you read the stories and the summaries of all the reports that are coming out about the follow-up from Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon, what they're doing now, what they might be doing, why they got fired, more about why they got fired, on and on and on. But they are two very well-known personalities, and according to this study that just came out from the Knight Foundation, this is part of a series that they're doing on these issues of news and trustworthiness, their lack thereof. Turning to the names we know, show hosts and journalists, top individuals followed for news. Now, this is the second part of a three-part series that Knight and Gallup are doing. Recent information from Gallup and Knight Foundation show that about 9 in 10 Americans follow at least one public individual for news and information. To dig deeper, Gallup Knight asked more than 3,800 U.S. adults to think about one public individual they watch or follow most often and report what kind of information they receive from that person and where and why they follow them. Americans are most likely to characterize a one public individual they follow most for news and information as a program or show host or journalist. But according to this report, many also describe their most followed public figure as a social media influencer, as many as 16%, a comedian 15%, science or expert 12%, political or elected leader 11%, or an activist at 11%. So this is really important because people are getting their information from these leaders. And if you're getting your information from a social media influencer or a comedian, or given how there have been so many problems with so-called scientists or experts, what does that say for the type of information that a strong percentage of people are taking in and how they may be being influenced by those leaders? Respondents were also given an opportunity to write in the name of the one public individual they follow most. Among the 89% of Americans who follow at least one public individual, or over 900 unique individual names are written in, ranging from journalists and politicians to celebrities, religious leaders, and individual TikTok accounts. No single name dominates the market, but the qualitative data does show just how wide and diverse the public individuals are who Americans turn to most for information. In fact, the top two most frequently cited names account for only about 6% of all respondents in the study. Among the more than 900 unique names written into the public individual name most frequently tend to be TV hosts, including Tucker Carlson and Rachel Maddow, who topped the list with slightly over 100 write-ins each. Each of those totals account for about 3% of respondents. They also mentioned fellow television program hosts Sean Hannity, Trevor Noah, Stephen Colbert, Lester Holt, John Oliver, David Muir, and Anderson Cooper, who are also frequently written in, with each of these names accounting for roughly 1% of respondents each. Hosts of non-television programs, including podcaster Joe Rogan and Philip DeFranco, host of a self-titled show on YouTube, three living U.S. presidents also making the top 20 write-ins, including Joe Biden, his predecessors Donald Trump and Barack Obama. Also among the most followed public figures are Biden's former chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, God help us, and celebrity astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. These public individuals account for, however, 1% or less each of respondents. So basically what they're saying is a lot of the trust allows or is showing that people are looking at a particular person. Americans are most likely to agree or strongly agree that they follow their top public individual because they like their personality or because they trust them. So their personality, 80%, trust, 79%. Three in four Americans who wrote in a name also report they follow their top public individual because that individual offers a perspective they can't find in traditional news outlets. Other top reasons that Americans follow public individuals include those individuals being entertaining, 70%, representing people like them, 66%, and sharing beliefs and opinions that align with their own, 65%. The least likely reason Americans report following their top public individuals is that the individual's beliefs differ from their own. And they say they follow this individual because I like their personality, I trust them, they offer me a perspective that's different, I find them to be entertaining, they represent me, my beliefs and opinions align with theirs. They work for a company, organization I trust. Their beliefs and opinions are different from my own, is all the way at the bottom at 1.5. Now, here's a real important aspect of this report. When asked about the kind of information they receive from the public individuals they follow, most Americans are most likely to say they get commentary and analysis on news or political and social issues, followed by reporting of news and current events. So 75% on news, political, and social issues. Reporting of news and current events, 63%, and one in four say they receive information about their hobbies, careers, or other interests. And TV is still the most common medium for following top public individuals, with social media at number two. About half of all Americans get information from their most followed public individuals via cable or streaming television shows, 49%, while about 4 in 10 get information from this individual via social media, 41%. Meanwhile, more than 1 in 4% getting information from their most followed individual from YouTube at 32%, podcast, 27%, or the individual person's website, blog, or newsletter, 26%. Smaller percentages follow top folks via newspaper or magazines, 20%, radio, 17%. On average, Americans report following their top public individuals across at least two mediums or platforms. Now, I think this is a good summary of how people are watching and listening, and it shows you, and the reason why I'm bringing it up, it shows you why there was such a strong response, especially to the firing of Tucker Carlson. Not so much Don Lemon, because his ratings were already pretty much in the toilet. I mean, he was just way, way, way down there. Every show he was on tanked terribly, and that was another reason, I believe, why they let him go. Why he hung on so long is beyond me. Vanessa and I have mentioned that all the time because ratings are so important. But then again, you look at Tucker Carlson, he had top ratings consistently, and they still decided to let him go. But it has a lot of impact in terms of people tune in to people they trust. And I know we hear that on a much, obviously, smaller level. People tell us they like to listen, for example, to Father John or Al or myself because they trust us and they understand that we're giving them accurate information when it comes to the church and, of course, to the news and to the world. But we also want to make sure, as Catholics, if we're part of this and maybe we have secular people that we follow and we like certain websites or like certain writers or opinion people or commentators, that's fine. But at the end of the day, we always have to balance everything against the truth of the church, regardless how much we like a person, regardless how much fun we think they are, if they're funny or if they're interesting. Everything has to go back to, how does this help me grow as a Catholic? What am I learning about a particular issue, and what does the church say about it? Just being happy with a person on TV or on radio or on social media because you're attracted to that person for their wittiness or for their creative writing or for the way they approach a different topic, that's fine to a certain point. But at the end of the day, we should always, always, always be searching for the truth. I just thought this was a neat report. We'll have more on it in the coming days. And there's something that Vanessa and I might want to dive into a little bit more deeply. There's actually two other reports that came out, or one report that came out. There'll be another one after this, giving us a look at how people are getting their information and the trust level when it comes to the media. But again, remember, it's always at the end of the day about the truth, because it will set you free. And that's what we try to do every day here, including the truth about the National Day of Prayer, all the information you need to know, coming right up.